Psalm 141 says this, O Lord, I call upon you, hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart incline to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds in company with men who work iniquity. And let me not eat of their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me, it is a kindness. Let him rebuke me, it is oil for my head. Let my head not refuse it. Yet my prayer is continually against their evil deeds. When their judges are thrown over the cliff, then they shall hear my words, for they are pleasant. As when one plows and breaks up the earth, so shall our bones be scattered at the mouth of Sheol. But my eyes are toward you, O God, my Lord. In you I seek refuge. Leave me not defenseless. Keep me from the trap that they have laid for me and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by safely. There's so much to say about the Psalms, specifically Psalm 141. And yet what strikes me about them is they are a bad utility for religion. And what I mean by that is, I think we semi-consciously or subconsciously approach prayer as the way to change God's mind about things. And that has so many levels of absurdity to it, I don't even want to unpack them. Because if God is God, then he's not going to change his mind the way we think of that, because his character is unchanging and he's outside of time. So we have to do some metaphysical work. But more importantly, that's actually why the Psalms are so underutilized. Because we're religious, we're not yet freed, resting followers of Christ. Let me say it this way. If we can't save ourselves, then the Psalms are essential to the life of faith. Speaking to God about life as we actually experience it, in faithfulness and in conventional religion, speaking to him about our good seasons, which most of us don't even recognize. They're the seasons where we are not violated by the pain of death or sickness, where we're not upended from our life and perhaps our vocation. In those seasons, we learn to praise. In our seasons of disorientation, where we are in the presence of death and pain, in illness, we cry out to God. And then the song of the With God Life, or the Psalms of Orientation, where we're rescued mostly through the pursuing heart of God, or entirely through the pursuing heart of God that calls us to himself and writes a new story, even in the midst of our older story. But my point is, this kind of intimacy doesn't accomplish something oftentimes in the way that we think prayer is supposed to, and yet it is intimacy offered for us. So if we can't save ourselves, but God can and does, then the Psalms are the songs of the With God life, which is how Jesus utilized them. But if we can save ourselves, then the Psalms are silly, and we need only the Proverbs. And the Proverbs are a wonderful book, but to a disoriented person, they're either annoying or unhelpful at times. The book of Ecclesiastes is simply absurd if we can save ourselves. And that's where the gospel is so profound throughout the scriptures, that in the midst of our disorientation and pain, in the midst of our thinking that we can save ourselves, there is God pursuing us in love, reminding us that he loves us and likes us. And because of the work of Christ, we're reconciled to him, that we have the Holy Spirit comforting us, teaching us to pray with the bald honesty of the Psalms. There's so many things in Psalm 141 that are funny. Like, help me with these people that are trying to deceive me to not eat the cupcakes that they bring into the break room because I'm worried about political stuff going on at work. That's not that crazy of an extension of verse 5. The evil judges around me are going to realize the truth of what I say when they are thrown over the cliff, but before they hit the bottom. This kind of trust and intimacy is religiously useless. And in the With God life is a beautiful, beautiful thing we do to enjoy the joy that was purchased for us, to experience the with God life, to rest in with our mind and our heart and our lips and our mouth and our being, that level of relationship purchased for us in Christ. I hope that you enjoy the Psalms. I hope you pick the day of the month that it is and pray that day and that Psalm. And I hope that you see the amazingness of the Psalms, that if we can save ourselves, they are useless. And if we can't save ourselves, they are perhaps the most beautiful tool we have for relating to God.